book of John, the 15th chapter, verses 1 through 7. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, unless it abide in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch, and is withered, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. God bless you. I want to talk today from this subject, stay connected. Stay connected. About 2 years ago, in a certain part of our country, they had to institute rolling blackouts. Rolling blackouts are intentional power outrage whereby you are disconnected without you knowing that you're about to be disconnected. Are you with me? Rolling blackouts are times when you really don't know what that you are losing power until you have lost your power. The moment you're unplugged, not only do you lose power, you find yourselves in the dark. And things that used to be fresh run the risk of becoming spoiled. Are you with me? You know, I've discovered, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that you cannot appreciate the light until you've been in the dark. Are you with me? So I'm going to tell you today that, and everyone that experienced the rolling blackout, respond with this quote: I now understand what it means to stay connected. Because when I'm connected, I have power. Because when I'm connected, the light is on. Because when I'm connected, nothing spoils. But then allow me to move from the natural to the supernatural. You see, I've discovered that we have an enemy called Satan who specializes in rolling blackouts. Are you with me? You see, his job is to disconnect you long enough so that you lose all your power. And you know, I've discovered that Satan is on his job. Can I get a witness? You see, there are some things that will disconnect you in this life. You see, a lying tongue will disconnect you. Are you with me? Yeah, cheating and stealing and adultery and fornication and unfaithfulness, pride and disobedience, robbery and backbiting will disconnect you. Can I get a witness today? Even though you may have a relationship, but you won't have a fellowship. You know, I've discovered you can have a relationship with God and you can be out of fellowship with God. And you wonder, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when you've been disconnected, you don't have the power to do what needs to be done, even though it sounds good and all of that stuff, but you just don't have any power. You see, lying, I tell you, just as bad as adultery, because, you know, we got certain sins. We class sin. Can I get a witness? Oh, yeah, yeah, you might as well pray with me. But I want to tell you, God hates a lie. Am I in the book? The Bible says that God hates a lie. Are you with me? And I've discovered that there is more than one way of being unfaithful. You see, if you say that you are a child of God, and when it comes offering time and you don't do what God expects of you, you are unfaithful. Can I get a witness today? So tell your neighbor, my brother, why don't you look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, the devil desires to unplug you. Can you do that? The devil wants to unplug you. Are you with me? He wants to unplug you so you can feel God's power. You can't feel the presence. You can't see God working out of his promises. You're here, but you're not here. Your body is here, but your mind is somewhere else. That tells me you've been unplugged, my brothers and sisters in Christ. You come to Bible study. You bring your Bible. You open your Bible, but you don't understand the Bible. That tells me that you've been unplugged. Can I get a witness? You see, unplugged songs have no meaning when you're unplugged. Can I get a witness? Worship is not reviving when you are unplugged. Prayer is not restoring when you are unplugged. The Word of God is not empowering when you are unplugged. That's the reason why folk leave church talking about, I didn't get nothing. If the Word of God has went forth and you didn't get nothing, it's a possibility that you are unplugged. I wonder who I'm talking to. Your power is gone. Your thrill is gone. Your job is gone. You don't have the anointing. You don't feel nothing. You know, folks say that all the time. Preacher, I didn't feel nothing. But you can't relate feeling with spirituality. Can I get a witness? You've been disconnected from the divine. You've been served from the sovereignty. You've been cut off from Christ. Transition of the text, St. John 15 says, connect those of us who have felt disconnected by life's pressures, problems, and predicament. Did you not know that trouble sometimes will disconnect you? Can I get a witness? Just help me and tell your neighbor, stay connected. You see, you're spiritual alive when you are connected. You don't mind doing whatever you feel like God wants you to do when you are connected. The pastor don't have to beg you to do what you know that you ought to be doing when you are connected. Folk that ain't connected just come to church, don't do nothing, don't want to do nothing. That tells me, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that you're not connected to the Spirit of God. And not only that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, but you thrive in the Spirit when you are connected. You stall with the Spirit when you are disconnected. You moved on with the Master when you are connected. You're grown, you're backslidden because of the blunders when you are disconnected. So what I'm telling you today is stay connected. What did Jesus say something when you look at it? I'm going to the scripture. Jesus says something. Jesus says, I am the vine. I'm the vine. In other words, I am is representative of three things. All he's saying is all that God has been, all that God is right now, all that God will always be. He says, I am the vine. So you don't have any reason to look for any other vine because Jesus is the vine. But I looked at it historically. A vine was symbolic in the Old Testament in Israel. So much that it galled in gold along the front of Solomon's temple. It's the image of the vine. But Jesus is literally saying, where Israel failed, I will fulfill. Jesus is beckoning you and me that whatever in life that has failed you, try Jesus and he can fulfill you. Can I get a witness? You see, money, I tell you, money will fail you. But his mercy will fulfill you. People will fail you. God's promises will fulfill you. Medicine sometimes will fail you, but God's healing power will fulfill you. And for those that are keeping notes, here's point number one. I noticed something when I read this. Point number one, he says, Jesus is the source. He says, I am the vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Listen, Jesus is reminding us, it's not about the branches. It's all about the vine. Can I get away? When you're patting yourself on the back, when you really think that you're doing something, it ain't about you, but it's about the vine. The branch does not produce the fruit. The branch simply bears the fruit. In other words, what are you saying in a practical way of saying it? All the branch really does is hold the fruit. Jesus is your source. And you see, your source is not your job. I think I ought to say that again. Your source is not your job. Jesus is the source. Your source, I tell you, I know you went to college, I know you got a whole lot of education, but your source is not your education, it's Jesus. I know you understand you're involved in social things, you have a social status, but that is not your source. Your source is J-E-S-U-S. And all I'm trying to tell you today, church, is that your deliverance, if you really, Pastor Evans, want to be delivered, your deliverance is in the vine. Can I get a witness? Your breakthrough is in the vine. Your peace is in the vine. Your joy is in the vine. Your strength is in the vine. You got folks looking everywhere else other than the vine. I stop by to tell you today, if you're looking anywhere else, you're looking in the wrong place. And you can't find real peace until you know the vine. Can I get a witness today? And that's why I love the song that says total praise. When it says you are the source of my strength. You're the strength of my life. I lift my hands in total praise. And when you know who the source in your life, you can survive the scars of life. When you got the right source, trouble don't bother you. Because one thing you know, when you've got the right source, trouble won't last always. And then number two, the scars of your life. He says, I am the vine. But he goes on a little further and he says, but my Father is the vine dresser. See, the vine does one thing, and the vine dresser does another thing. Watch this. You see, the job of the vine dresser is to care for the branches. The job of the vine dresser is to know where to cut. Can I get a witness? You see, everybody in the church can't cut. No, no, no. You need to be in contact with the vine dresser. Because he knows not just where to cut, but he knows how much to cut. Can I get a witness today? He not only knows how much to cut, but see, you just can't cut the way you want. You might want to cut straight up and down, but the vine dresser knows how to cut at an angle. You might want to go on a 35, and the vine dresser says, I need a 45. The vine dresser doesn't cut it off because it wouldn't stay off. The vine dresser cuts it back in order that it might grow back. Can I get a witness? You see, cut it back. The greatest judgment that God could bring on us is simply leave us alone Because God loves us, He keeps us, and He prunes us, and He purges us, and He cut on us, because He's always trying to get more out of us. God is saying, I got to come by New Salem, Mount Moriah. I got to come by because I got to cut something out. In the seventh grade, I remember going to school with all of my supplies, which included 24 packs of crayons. The odd thing was that my school supply list didn't list crayons. But since I've been using crayons in the low level of elementary, I felt like that I needed to carry them to the next secondary level. But the teacher said, the stuff you need at this level is more advanced than what was required at the last level. What are you saying, preacher? We cut out crayons because crayons won't do the job at this level. When you're born again, you ought not stay on the same level. Shame on anybody that's still on the same level. You got saved and you're still on the same level. Shame on you. People been going to church for 30 years. And still on the same level. So something wrong with you when you are still on the same level. You need to move to the next level. You've already got your foundation. It's time to build some walls. Not only that, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I like the way the Amplified Bible reads in verse 2. The Amplified Bible says that every branch in me that does not bear fruit, He trims it. Yeah, y'all like that, don't you? He cuts it back. And every branch that bears fruit, He improves it so that it may bear much fruit. Tell your neighbor, God is trying to get more out of you. Because sometimes you who feel this race is not worthy of running. You who feel your future is not worthy of facing. You who feel your goals are not worthy of reaching. You who feel your life not worthy of living. God is trying to get more out of you. And not just power. Some folks say, I got some power. But God needs much power. Not just wisdom. God needs much wisdom. Not just anointing. God needs much anointing. Not just understanding. God needs more understanding. But the vine dresser has to cut you to grow you. In other words, you got to take some things out of your life. Satan cuts me at my weakest point. But God cuts me in my strongest point. Abraham's strong point was faith. And God tested him there. He should have grown more. Moses' strong point was meekness. And God tested him there so he could grow more. Peter's strong point was courage. And God tested him so that he could grow more. Now it takes all of this to stay connected. Are you with me today? The third thing I want to give you, and that is the true substance of my life is finally revealed. I am the vine. You are the branches. Whosoever lives in me and I in him bears much fruit. But however, apart from me, cut off from my vital union with me, you can do nothing if you live in me. Abide, unite to me, and my words remain in you. Continue to live in your hearts, and whosoever you will, and it shall be done. I want to tell you today, my brothers and sisters, you should understand it ain't about the branch, but it's about the vine and the vine dresser. When you're uptied, up, tangled up with the vine, you will be able to see through it all. I've learned to trust in Jesus. Through it all, I've learned to lean and depend on God. Do you hear me? And I'm so glad today that I've been connected to the real vine. Do you hear me? Because there are some false vines. Do you hear me? And when you're connected to the true vine, you'll be able to weed out all of the false vines. Ain't God all right? So what I'm trying to tell you today, church, is that whatever you do, stay connected. Do you hear me? Don't listen to everything that comes through. Do you hear me? But you listen to the word of God. Ain't God all right? I'm so glad today that I've been connected to the real vine. Do you hear me? When you are connected to the real vine, the biologists are telling you he is life. When you're connected to the real vine, the carpenter, he is the sure foundation. When you've been connected to the true vine, the doctor, I tell you, he is the great physician. I'm so glad today that when you are connected, education, I tell you, he is the great teacher. When you've been connected, the farmer, he is the sower of the Lord of harvest. When you've been connected, the judge, I tell you, he is the righteous judge. Ain't God all right? I don't know about you, but I'm so glad today that early Sunday morning, when I was a young man, y'all don't hear me, I heard the Lord say, come unto me, all your labor and a heavy laden. And you know what I did? I came to Jesus just as I was, weary, wounded and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. If you love the Lord, say yay, yay. Yes, I'm connected. I'm connected. I'm connected with the Lord. He's all right. He's all right. He's all right. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. I know he's all right. I've been connected. And when you are connected, it ain't about the branches. It's about the vine and the vine dresser. God bless you and God keep you is our prayer.